proclamation number 4848 dated the February 28, 1950. The work of God's servants in the last days. You will know when your time has come, when you have to step forward to proclaim my word to all those who need help. For your heart will tell you, you will feel inwardly urged to speak about my extraordinary working affecting you externally and internally, about my word and the approaching end, in order to help your fellow human beings who take the wrong paths and therefore believe that they will perish in the earthly adversity. And I will support you in every way. You will feel that I am with you myself when you speak for me and my kingdom, for my name. You will be very busy because you are happy doing your work and, despite the surrounding adversity, will barely be affected by it. For my working on my servants on earth will be obvious. Every person will be able to recognize what blessings the contact with me entail if he merely opens his eyes and is seriously minded and does not deliberately oppose me. I want to be your companion wherever you go. I want to guide you to where you are urgently needed. You will only be able to work for a short time, and so you should use the time in order to offer God's kingdom to many people. For then a different kind of adversity will follow. Oppression and brutal measures will be used by the earthly authorities against all those who inwardly carry the faith in me, the faith in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. Then everyone who had previously listened will be able to make a choice, and this decision will come easy to him if he has accepted my word he received from you in his heart. In that case he can be counted as one of the flock of my own. He will likewise fight on my behalf, if not openly then nevertheless through professing me and my name before the world. Much seed must still be sown and steps should be taken so that the field is well prepared to receive the seed. This is why much work must still be done beforehand, for which I will take you into my service and guide you on your path such that you will also be able to accomplish it if you are willing. I need you and therefore will place you in a position where you can be of service to me. I will smooth your every path. I will place you where you can successfully work for me. I will prepare you for your teaching activity and provide you with the strength for it. I will take care of you so that you can devote yourselves to the service of God's kingdom without being burdened by earthly worry. I will speak to you through your heart when the time has come for you to take up your teaching mission. Whatever you do for me and my kingdom must be done by you of your own free will, and therefore you must enjoy it. That is, you must be so permeated by your task that you, impelled from within, will fulfill it out of love of me and your neighbor. You must be so permeated by my word that you also want to pass it on to your fellow human beings, and especially when the time of adversity comes, which I have always and forever announced to you. Then people will only be lifted up by my word, and then your time will have come for which I am preparing you. Then you will feel my directive in your heart and diligently accomplish what I require of you. Then you will be actively involved as my end-time disciples in the redemption of erring souls out of love of me and your fellow human beings. Amen.